This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Brent the Middleman here representing HoopBall and the Box Score Breakdown, filling in for Aaron Jolly tonight. Mr. Jolly will be back soon. Hopefully I'll be doing quite a few of these with him and solo and with guests. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. But first, remember hoop.ball or hoop-ball.com, excuse me, hoop-ball.com. To sign up for premium access, only $4.99 a month. You get access to our Discord. Ask me and all the other experts questions all the time. We're on there constantly. There's also golf, hockey, football, everything you could want on that Discord. I mean, there's tons of threads. It's crazy. Spend hours on there a day. It's great. So let's jump into it. The first game tonight, Jazz-Celtics. Great matchup. But the Utah Jazz did pull it out. Best record in the league. Let's start with the winners tonight. Donovan Mitchell, 21 points, 2 boards, 5 assists, only 6 of 16, but he did grab a steal. The big Frenchman, Rudy Gobert, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 5 of 6, always efficient, and 4 blocks tonight from Rudy. Great game from him. Connolly had it going. 17 points, 5 assists, just what you want from Connolly. 6 of 12, shooting 50%, and even snuck in a block tonight. Jordan Clarkson, as always, off the bench. 20 points, 3 boards, 3 assists. What a season this guy's having. Ingles, another good game. He's been quietly solid. 14 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. I think people sleep on the big Australian, and 1 steal. And then we'll talk about Bojan Bogdanovic, getting my Bogdanovic's mixed up. It's pretty common. 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Only 1-3 tonight, which is disappointing because it's kind of what you have them for. So moving on to the Boston Celtics, we got Jason Tatum leading the team with 29 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 12 of 24, great efficiency, 3 steals. He's been on fire lately. Jaylen Brown, 28 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 12 of 21, 2 steals and a block. What a season that guy's having. I mean, come on. And out of nowhere, Daniel Tice with the double-double, near triple-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and no blocks, unfortunately, but you can't argue with that game. Kemba Walker, not bad, 16 points, 5 assists, and a couple of steals. And then my favorite and your favorite, the Time Lord, Robert Williams, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 7 of 10 in just 21 minutes with 2 blocks. Come on, Time Lord, only 2 blocks? Get it together. The next game we're going to talk about is the Hawks and the Rockets. The Hawks 20-20, trying to make a push for the playoffs. The Rockets in full-on tank mode right now, but still have some pretty decent fantasy options. We'll start with the winners. Atlanta, Danilo Gallinari, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 5 of 8 from 3 with a steal and a block. He has been great. If he was dropped in your league, make sure you grab him. John Collins, 20 points, 10 rebounds. We're getting a good game out of Collins. 4 blocks and a steal. Just awesome. Kyle Herter, Kevin Herter, what's that guy's name? 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a decent game, 3 steals. Herter, sneaky steal source out there. And here's a name we haven't seen. Tony Snell, 15 points, 3 boards, 5 assists. Who? Trey Young, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 14 assists, 1 steal, and has to go back to the locker room and realize he was outscored by Tony Snell. And then, out of nowhere, Nathan Knight, 15 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist, and 1 block. I even saw Mr. Jolly picked him up in a league, so he is an expert. Do we want to follow that? Who knows? They got a lot of injuries in Atlanta. You never know. The Nathan Knight, I don't even know who that guy is, and I'm a so-called fantasy expert. Anyway, he had a good game. For the Rockets, a guy that I did recommend that people probably move on from, and Jayshon Tate, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal and a block. Even experts can be wrong, my friends. Victor Oladipo, huge game, 34 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. It'll be interesting to see if he gets traded somewhere. I've heard rumors about the Warriors, and you know I'm a Warriors fan, so that would be pretty cool. Kevin Porter Jr., if he's still available, pick him up. There's no doubt now. 22 points, 4 rebounds. The assists are crazy. 8 assists, 10 of 21, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Wow. Kevin Porter Jr., what a find he's been. Can't wait for Christian Wood to get back. That's going to probably hurt Tate more than anybody, especially this guy Justin Patton. Only 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, no blocks, but Patton's been a sneaky, decent pickup. I do want to mention Sheldon Brown, 8 points and 11 boards. So good game from Sheldon Brown. Probably not much there to see from a fantasy perspective. Next game, Cavaliers at the Heat. Not a shocker here. Miami Heat win with their big man Bam Adebayo back in the lineup with 14 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, doing what Bam does, adding in 2 blocks as well. Kelly Olynyk, KO, still with a good game, even with Bam back, and he's quietly had a great season. I'm not dropping him anywhere, so I don't know why you would. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1-3, 3 steals and 2 blocks from Kelly O. You gotta love that. Of course, Jimmy Butler was on tonight, leading scorer, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. You gotta love Jimmy's defense and just his all-around game. Kendrick Nunn, still in the starting lineup, 10 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, another good game out of Kendrick, and a steal. Duncan Robinson, 14 points, of course, only a board and an assist, 4 threes, as you'd expect, but 2 steals from Duncan Robinson. The boy can do more than just shoot, fellas. And Tyler Hero has been getting a little bit better, 15 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, and Goran Dragic, 2 points, 5 boards, 9 assists. Not a bad game. This accent's getting pretty ugly. 1 steal, 1 block. But anyway, fresh off a defeat of Apollo Creed, Goran Dragic. Let's see, Cleveland Cavaliers, what do we got here? 21 points out of Colin Sexton, 1 board, 3 assists. Not great from the point guard. 1 steal. Or is Darius Garland the point guard? 11 points, 3 assists. Sometimes it's hard to tell. He had a steal as well. Larry Nance Jr., a hoopball favorite. Pick him up. Make sure he's not available, please. 14 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block. They're crazy to trade that guy. Jared Allen, 8 points, 10 boards. Has not been scoring great lately, but you want boards and blocks, and that's what he gives you. 2 more blocks from Jarrett Allen. And, you know, not much else to talk about, although JaVale McGee out of nowhere with 16 points and 8 rebounds, a steal and 2 blocks. So JaVale McGee getting a little bit of run and taking advantage of it all in just 21 minutes. Moving on to the next game, we got the New York Knickerbockers at the Philadelphia 76ers. And wow, this was actually a really good game as the Knicks are at 20-21, just below 500 after tonight's loss to the Sixers, 99-96. Let's start with Philly. The big scorer here was Tobias Harris, stepping up big with no Joel Embiid, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks, showing that he's got the D. Seth Curry, let me check and make sure this isn't Stephen. Nope, it's Seth Curry with 20 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 4 threes. He needs to be owned, stepping up with Embiid out. Ben Simmons, back from his injury, 16 points, 13 boards, 7 assists, 8 of 14. Of course he missed his one free throw, but who cares? That line is awesome. No steals and no blocks is a little bit disappointing. Dwight Howard, a double-double, 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks. I like him as a pickup with no Embiid. And that's about it. From, not much to see here. Tony Bradley, 7 boards. So it looks like Dwight Howard is the pickup with Embiid out. Oops, I almost forgot to talk about the Knicks. I was about to jump over to the next game. So we got Julius Randle, all-star, 19 points, 15 boards, 8 assists, no defense because he doesn't do defense, but he did hit a 3.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
RJ Barrett has had a great season so far. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. His efficiency has gotten a lot better. He's got a steal, although he was just 7 of 17 tonight. Not terrible. Quickly getting the start. 13 points, 3 assists in 26 minutes, and a steal. Not a huge game, but definitely a future fantasy stud. Alec Burks, he looks like a great pickup right now with all the injuries they're having. 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Nerlens Noel, 6 points, 8 boards, but 4 blocks and a steal, rewarding owners who've had patience with him, even with Taj Gibson getting 19 minutes, but not doing much with those. So Noel hanging on to his fantasy value. Next game, another tanking team, the Thunder against the Bulls, who should be tanking. But the Bulls pull out the win and go to 18-20, I guess because the bottom of the East sucks. They have a shot at the playoffs, so why not? The Thunder lose 123-102. Start with the winners. Markkanen playing great lately, 22 points, 5 boards, 2 blocks, but the big story, Zach LaVine, the all-star, who I called 2 years ago when I was writing for another fantasy site and got a lot of crap for it, 40 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 15 of 20, and a steal. Thomas Satoransky showing he's still got some fantasy relevance, 13 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. That's because Kobe White was not playing well, but I got 28 minutes off the bench, losing his starting spot to Satoransky, only 4 points. Wendell Carter Jr., another huge disappointment, 9 points, 9 boards, and a block, but he should definitely be playing. Thad Young, he is staying fantasy relevant. Do not get rid of Thad Young, I'm telling you now. 17 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 8 of 11, 2 steals. Thad Young in the running for waiver wire pickup of the year. The Oklahoma City Thunder, speaking of waiver wire pickups, Moses Brown stepping up big time. Remember, no Al Horford in this game. But Al Horford does sit a lot, so who knows what's going to happen at the end of the year. No trade rumors yet, but Moses Brown should probably be owned. I know I added him in a couple spots. 20 points, 16 boards, 5 blocks. You can't ignore that. That's a huge double-double. Those are Andre Drummond numbers, minus the steals. Shai Gilgeous, 21 points, a disappointing 1 rebound and 1 assist, but very efficient, 10 of 17, 2 steals and a block. Isaiah Roby, who's been playing well with Horford out, but Moses Brown has really stolen some of his thunder, but still very good, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and 2 blocks. I love what the Thunder have going here. Pokusevski, Poku, comes back to earth with 4 points, 8 rebounds. But I do think he is someone who's going to be owned in most leagues by the end of the year. And then Kenrick Williams, 14 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Those are those types of games that he has once in a while. But he's pretty inconsistent. Ty Jerome, 11 points, 3 assists. And Maladone, one of my faves, 8 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Only 3 of 10 from the floor. He's going to have ups and downs. He is a rookie. But if you need assists and steals, Maladone, it's his job to lose the rest of the way. Pelicans Trailblazers, the next game here, one of the later games. The Blazers pull it out 125 to 124. What a game. Portland led by, oh, shocker, Damian Lillard put up a 50-point game, 6 boards, 10 assists, 18 of 18 from the line. Huge. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, the hero of the first few weeks of the season, back from injury. Just 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, but with Dame putting up 50, not much room for anyone else. McCollum did add in a block. Robert Covington, only 9 points, 5 boards, but 3 steals and 2 blocks. That's why you own Roko. He also had 3 three-pointers. Enes Kanter, no double-double for Kanter, 10 points, 5 boards, but he had 2 blocks and a steal. When did Time Lord replace Enes Kanter in Portland? But off the bench, Gary Trent Jr., who a lot of people have given up on with CJ McCollum back in the lineup, 22 points, 3 boards. Pretty much just a score, but he did have 2 steals and 3 threes. Carmelo Anthony continuing his production, just 9 points, but 4 rebounds and 6 assists. He just wasn't shooting that well tonight. Only 1 3, but he had 2 steals and a block. So Carmelo Anthony saying, I'm not done yet. And he probably needs to be owned in a lot of leagues. For the Pelicans side, it was Brandon Ingram finally leading the way. 30 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Zion Williamson, 28 points, 5 boards, 8 assists. What a game. 6 of 6 from the free throw line and a steal. He didn't attempt any threes. Steven Adams with a down game. 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, but he did have a steal. Lonzo, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 17 assists for Lonzo, 3 of 7 from 3, the good shooting continues, and 2 steals, and Alexander Walker, NAW, 20 points off the bench, 5 rebounds, 1 steal and 1 block, and Josh Hart continues to be a great source of points and rebounds, 16 points, 9 boards. From Hart, that's with 2 three-pointers as well, a steal and a block. So it looks like NAW and Josh Hart are probably going to be back off waiver wires for a little bit until they have a bad game, and then they'll be right back on for Pokusevski or somebody like that when they get hot. Anyway, moving on to the final game of the night. We just get a final on this one. Lakers-Timberwolves. The Lakers have another blowout win after coming off a back-to-back, after a blowout win last night against the Warriors, 137-121. No shocker there to the 9-31 Timberwolves lost. So let's start with LA and LeBron James, a triple-double, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, no steals but a block. That's a manly triple-double, 4 out of 7 from 3. Dennis Schroeder, 16 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists. knocked down 1-3 tonight and had a steal. Markieff Morris, 12 points, 7 rebounds for Markieff filling in at center. Kyle Kuzma, who should probably be owned in most places, but a disappointing 16 points and only 3 rebounds from the Kuz. Montrezl Harrell, another big game, had a huge game against the Warriors. 25 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. So Harrell, it's always nice when Harrell gets a block. And then THT, he's down, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. No threes, no steals, no blocks. But THT showing some relevance here with injuries in LA. That's about it for them. Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards has been really coming out, looking like a number one pick lately. 29 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal. Karl Anthony Towns, there's going to be quite a combo there in Minnesota if we can ever get a healthy D-Lo. 29 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists for Karl Anthony Towns. 1 steal, 2 blocks, 2 threes. I mean, come on, this guy is still a top 5 player. I keep seeing people ask if they should trade him or what they do, whatever. It's Karl Anthony Towns. He's awesome. Keep him. He's great. Ricky Rubio, 19 points, 12 assists from Rubio, 3 steals as well. A great game from Ricky. And then another guy who's been playing really well lately, a young guy, Jalen Noel, 13 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 27 minutes, and 2 blocks. I would seriously look at Noel right now, at least until Michael Beasley gets back from his little hiatus. So that does it. Those are all the games that happened tonight. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Box Score Breakdown. We're back every night. Mr. Jolly should be back next week. It'll probably be me rolling solo through the rest of the week. So if you like what you hear, let us know, leave a comment, come to the Discord, sign up at hoop-ball.com. Only $4.99 a month. That's nothing. You're going to get, that's literally like a penny and a second or whatever that you're going to be spending on there. I don't know. I suck at math, but that sounds about right. Also, don't forget the HoopBall YouTube channel. It's just under HoopBall. Subscribe, like our videos, hit the notification bell. We're doing pregame shows. We get big, big guest stars on there, really like big deals. Not like us who we call ourselves experts, but like actual experts on there. And you'll see me. You get to see what I look like on there. It's not pretty, so I apologize ahead of time, but you'll enjoy it. It's great content. We have a lot of fun. So thank you again for joining me. I'm Brent the Middleman. That's at Brent Middleman on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.